This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Pennsylvania and Missouri are two states struggling with getting state officials to use the law to promote the safety of women. A 40-page report lists violations at a prominent abortion provider in Pennsylvania's capital. Pennsylvania legislators, most recently shaken by the Kermit Gosnell scandal, have repeatedly written legislation and are demanding answers to why Hillcrest Women's Medical Center is still in business. Health officials have given this abortion provider until August to improve. And Operation Rescue in Missouri says Planned Parenthood of St. Louis flaunts the law by failing to report botched abortions. They say the abortion giant prioritizes its secrecy over patient safety in its instructions to post-abortive women. This is Life News Radio. Here is a riddle for you. What is the one failure that comes before every elective abortion? It is a failure on the part of two people, a man and a woman, to understand their true vocation. Their true calling by God as to how they should use their entire life for Him and for others. So pray for an end to abortion, but pray also that human souls would find their true and holy vocation. In other stories, an abortion grief counselor says men are too often forgotten after abortion, and suicide prevention counselors need more help dealing with men after abortion. Julie Cook of Abortion Grief Australia says men must know to contact local abortion recovery groups. More abortion data from the recent Planned Parenthood report shows more abortion and less general medical care. And assistance in suicide in Canada shows that it isn't tragic pain but loss of autonomy that drives the elderly to accept early death. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.